I am wondering about how to address social anxiety. For me, it seems important in terms of continuity of practice. However, I've never heard any teachings about it. Did the Buddha ever teach talking meditation or some equivalent? Well, that's actually, you know, forms a part of the in the discourse on the foundations of mindfulness. It forms a part of the clear comprehension and carrying that clear comprehension into the things we do, the engagement that we have. The Buddha also, in terms of, I think like the effect, and the Buddha states this, is that they say the effect of being grounded in virtue and the precept, and particularly around speech, when one is devoted to true speech, harmonious speech, supportive speech, not frivolous talk, then the effect is of that kind of a virtue and being grounded in skillful communication. There's a sense of confidence that one has in going into a social situation, and it isn't contrived and it can't be sort of forced, but it has its effect in that, there is a sense of, as one gains more clarity and confidence in just fundamental goodness, and then the kind of trust that's engendered by having that clarity of conduct and speech, does sort of allay much of the anxiety of having to deal with people. For myself, definitely, one of the things that I used over and over is returning to the body. Of course, people can hear that over and over again because I found it so useful. By coming back to the body, then finding a place of recognition where there's anxiety or fear or discomfort, and then being able to relax with that discomfort or anxiety, and just constantly returning to the body and then releasing and settling and allowing an ease to come into the body. And of course that has its effect on the mind. The mind becomes, isn't sort of shrinking in or holding tightly to those feelings of anxiety, or, just kind of apprehension in having to deal with people. I remember the first time I went back to Canada after having been a monk in Thailand for 16 years. I hadn't been back, and I was invited to give a talk in the city of Winnipeg, which is sort of, I grew up about 500 miles north of there in a small town, but that was many relatives there, and I went to university there, so I knew people. And then when they heard I was coming, and there was interest, a Buddhist group there, so they invited me to give a talk. And a couple of the people who were there were, one in particular who made the comment was actually Dale, him and his wife were just at the monastery recently. And then, so I gave a talk. I'm up in front of a group of people and giving a talk, as I do. And he said, I can see this has really made a change in you, because I would have never believed that you'd get up in front of a group of people and talk. Because of social anxiety, fear, shyness, self-consciousness, that played a huge role in how I perceived myself and the world around me. So that just coming back to mindfulness of the body, virtue, all of those things they melt those unnecessary tendencies that we oftentimes carry around.